stars of the game, and I got commanded if the right side to make his debut yesterday.
Yes, sir.
How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Just fine.
Yeah, my name is Sam Antonacci, the Chicago White Sox.
Antonacci? What's your last name?
My dad's Italian.
Oh, okay. Every kid dreams of playing with the Greeks. You got that call. Yes, sir. Made your debut. What was it like walking on this
line? It was a dream come true, obviously. It's been go lately, and it all hasn't set in yet, but just thankful for the opportunity, and it's a dream that I've been looking forward to and set my eyes on for a while. So just to be here is a blessing, and I don't take the opportunity for granted.
So when you walked in this locker room for the first time, you saw your name on there, boy, they know the locker room.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
No. Not yet. Maybe a little bit, but I'm just focused on the task at hand right now and just trying to do anything I can to, you know, just keep on going.
Yeah, I mean, when you reflect back over the dues that you paid just to get the opportunity to be called to Major League, what's your thoughts?
A lot of time behind the scenes that no one really sees. And that's my favorite part of this whole journey, is just the process behind it, and then the cool stuff that comes along the way is just the stuff on the field. But you know, my favorite part about baseball is just working when no one else sees. So
take us back when you got the word that you was working in the Eagles. When, where, and what happened?
I was in my hotel room getting ready to go to bed, and my manager came and knocked on the hotel room door and just asked me if I was ready to go to the big leagues, and I said, heck yeah. So got on a flight the next morning, and that was actually yesterday, and debuted yesterday. So.
And I know, being a coach, a lot of practical jokes and comical stuff going on the road with the team. Did you think they was playing a joke on you for a minute?
No, I was ready. Just open to whatever, and if he was joking with me, it would have been cool too, but I'm just glad that it was real.
So you walk through that tunnel and walk out on the field and see the crowd out there. I mean, what was that? What was those emotions like?
Pretty surreal. Just have a lot of my family there, and play in front of them for all the sacrifices that they've made. So it's pretty awesome.
Did you have them butterflies going in your stomach?
Not really. Thankfully, I've had some big games that I've played in so far in my career, and kind of helped me set up for today and just to play my game.
So did you imagine what it would be like when you walked to the plate for the first time in the big leagues?
No, it wasn't anything that I expected. Kind of just took it all in, and was able to get a good pitch to hit, and got the first one out of the way early.
You got that first hit out of the way?
Yes, sir.
So what'd you do with that first hit? Did you get the ball?
Yeah, I got the ball. I gave it to my mom.
You gave it to mom?
Yeah.
You gonna sell it on eBay?
She might.
I could be your agent.
She might.
So what's your thoughts when you look around and you just see I'm really here? What, I mean, you gotta be some kind of emotions down on one side.
Yeah, just cool to see. Cool to just continue to get after it and put this jersey on and find ways to just help this ball club win. You know, I'm here to help produce, and that's any way that I can, whether it's, you know, getting dirty on the infield or handing out water. Don't really matter. I'm just here to help.
Okay, let me ask you these last three questions. Well, first of all, you come up here and all of a sudden all these demands from the media to talk to you. I know they're going to be different from the minor leagues.
Yeah, a lot different. You're asked a lot more, but you just want to have a good relationship with them and respect them. So.
And what about, I mean, the food now, man?
A lot better so far. I got no excuse for being underweight now. So.
Oh, well, you will keep up with Coach. And the last question, I mean, when you think about being here, does the kid in you come out a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I still feel like I'm a little kid in junior college playing baseball. So just a little kid every day. And, that's the way I like to play this game. Like I was playing when I was 5 years old. That's how fun I'm having.
Did mama cry when you got that call? You told her?
Not that I heard, but she probably cried after I hung up. So, yeah.
Always good to me to see.
Thank you. I appreciate it.